puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's see where Gordon Goldsborough is going to take us today on Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon, of course, with the Manitoba Historical Society and our guide to all things in the past here in Manitoba. And Gordon's back this morning. Hi there.
Good morning, Terry.
So last week when you finished up, you said we were going to Hartney to see where people gathered. What were you getting at there?
Well, I was referring to the town hall in Hartney. People may have an impression of what that means. If I say, for example, I went to the Winnipeg City Hall, they'd probably think of that's where the city council meets. That's where the offices of the mayor and the various other municipal officials are. On the other hand, if I said I was going to a town hall meeting, you'd know that I was going to a meeting of citizens.
Yes.
Well, it's in that latter context that I mean it, because in Hartney, there is a beautifully preserved town hall that is 110 years old.
Really? Now, first of all, remind us where Hartney is.
Okay. Well, Hartney is southwest of Brandon. By highway, it's about 50 miles or so. By the Crow Flies, about 35 miles.
Okay. So this town hall, 110 years old, mm-hmm. Tell us what it looks like.
Well, it's a two-story, sort of an amber brick building. It used to have a very pronounced tower in one corner of it because in addition to being sort of the town hall for meetings, it was also the fire hall. And so they would have to hang the hoses up after they had gone to a fire to let them dry. Anyone who's seen one of the old fire halls here in Winnipeg, for example, will know that they have this big tower in one corner.
Mm-hmm.
And this building had that too, at least until the 1950s, and then they moved the fire hall part of it out and they took the tower off. But it's been a hall basically the entire time that it has existed.
What kind of shape is it in?
Pretty good. I mean, there's not a lot of obvious structural problems to it. There's a bit of a crack you can kind of see on the second floor, but I mean, if you go inside, the building is remarkably sound. The doors all open and close. So it's in pretty good shape considering it's as old as it is.
Why is it abandoned?
Well, there's the story. It was built at a time when people never gave energy conservation a second thought. It wasn't seen as a necessary thing. And so they would just build it and then heat it as best they could. What they found was that it was notoriously cold. It was very hard to heat it, particularly in the wintertime. And of course, there was no insulation. And ultimately, what did it in was that, the town of Hartney had diminished in size. They no longer needed a big auditorium the size of this one, but also that it was just so notoriously difficult to keep this building warm in the wintertime that they just found a more efficient space elsewhere.
At its heyday, what was it like?
Well, on the main floor, as you went in the front entrance, you would walk up a few steps and into a large auditorium. Apparently, it would seat as many as 425 people.
That's big.
Well, considering that the population of Hartney has never really exceeded about 600 people, it would seat most of the town. And then at the front of this large auditorium, there was a stage because, of course, the idea was that it would have – you could have theatrical productions. You could have meetings. Well, in fact, in the first year that it was opened, the Premier of Manitoba actually gave an address there. In addition, there were dressing rooms. There was a kitchen on the main floor. But that was just the main floor. And then when you went upstairs to the second floor, there were meeting spaces, fairly large meeting spaces. The Masons, for example, had their meeting hall there. In fact, if you go in there today, you see there's little peepholes through the doors so that they can check to see if the person they want to let in is there. The opposite end of the building is the Odd Fellows Hall. And then in between them, they had a rehearsal hall for what they called the Hartney Brass Band and Orchestra.
And what was that?
Well, it was, as the name implies, It was a brass band. You know, the thing about Hartney, and in fact, a lot of these small towns of rural Manitoba, is that they had all range of services that we don't think of as being found in small towns anymore, mainly, I guess, because we've moved on in the sort of things we find entertaining. The fact that we can, of course, turn the television on and get 5,000 channels. You know, the notion of having a town band is just not a common thing anymore.
This was a really important building in this community, wasn't it?
It was literally the center of the community. You see references through the years of all the concerts, the plays, the dances, banquets, foul suppers, and military enlistment drives during the First and the Second World War. There were shareholder meetings for companies, farewells. Even when anybody really prominent passed away, they wouldn't have enough room at the church for a memorial service. They would have it at the hall. So quite literally, this was the center of the community.
Mm. So what happened that they abandoned it?
Well, the Oddfellows and the Masons moved out in 1985. They moved actually across the tracks. The main floor was used as recently as 2007. They actually modified the auditorium because it was so hard to heat in its entirety. They created sort of a smaller box inside the theater that they could then insulate. They had walls, they had a ceiling, all of them insulated, and they had a furnace right next to it so they could try to keep at least a smaller space heated. And then they had a projection screen at the back end that they would use for showing movies. So in the last few days of its life, it was a movie theater. But the one that did it in there was, of course, by this time they were starting to move to digital. And they had these old projectors. In fact, the projectors are still in there, really interesting old sort of 1940s technology. They just simply couldn't justify the cost. And so in 2007, it closed, and that was the end.
This all sounds so intriguing. Can we get in to see it?
Well, I was able to get to see it recently. I was in contact with the municipality there, and the fellow in charge is very keen on local history, so he gave me a tour. It is not, however, available normally. You can't get in unless you, of course, have someone who's willing to tour you through it, which is probably just as well. I mean, the power is only on the main floor. To go up to the second floor, the power is turned off, and there's a bit of a safety hazard on the second floor too, because there is literally pigeon poop everywhere.
Ah, charming. Mm. Who owns the building?
It's owned by the town, of Hartney.
Mm. And next week, where are we going?
Well, listeners may recall a couple of weeks ago, we talked a little bit about a mysterious grave near Emerson.
Yes.
And we're going to go now someplace near Hamiota, a mansion with a tragic past.
Sounds intriguing. Gordon, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Terry.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.